Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute.
I don't think they understand. Okay.
They don't understand, bruh. Because it ain't Black History no more, the Black History Month, don't mean we not making some more Black History.
I'm trying to tell you.
You get what I'm saying, DC Young Fly? Now, we've been calling our studio the trap since we got over here. But we done brought some legends through.
Legends!
We done brought some ball players, some actors, some movie stars, some artists.
Some damn sheriffs.
Bruh. But today.
What we got?
We getting black as hell today.
Hold up. Put all up before you do anything. Make sure if you got something black in your closet, go put it on.
Go put it on. I'm talking
go
about,
put it on.
This how black we about to get, DC. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about
still important,
Vaseline as lotion black.
I'm talking about hair conditioner as lotion black.
I'm talking about the whole summer at your grandma's house.
You hear me? I want the blue freeze pop only black. You hear me?
I'm talking about so black when you have to tell your brother, hey, your dad outside. That's how black we get.
I'm talking about so black. Don't mind them roaches. They live here. Black. You hear me?
Bro, I'm talking about so black. What you mean I'm fine? Get my goddamn check. Bruh.
I'm talking about so black. Check engine light on, but that means it's still running. Oh,
I'm talking about you got some rims, mm-hmm. black, but you need some tires black.
Yes, sir.
Now, today.
What we doing?
We switching up the whole game plan.
Talk your shit.
Bruh, we got a whole son of a revolutionary
right up man.
In
here cry,
with
man.
Us, bruh. And we comedians.
I'm finna cry, man.
We be bullshitting all the time, but we bringing some real shit today, bruh. They got this movie out right now that's based on his father's life. Judas and the Black Messiah. We have none other than Fred Hampton Jr. Hey. Wait a minute, don't hit the music yet. No, wait. That's what we know him as.
Uh-huh.
But the people who know him for real,
uh-huh.
call him the chairman.
The chairman!
Now hit the music.
Bullshit. Hold up, OG. I can't do you like that. Ah. Hold up, gotta do the thing, but you talk.
Real talk.
Yes, sir.
Real talk.
Got me
for real talk.
Yes, sir. Them your people?
They're my comrades. We my comrades. We talking so black. We talking about chain gangs and alias names.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Talk your shit, OG. Real talk.
Welcome to the 85 South Show.
So it's an honor to be here, brothers.
No, it's an honor and a pleasure to
it's
have
you. It's an honor to have you, OG. Hey, man.
I'll be here, man.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Before we even get into it, how you feel?
Hey, It's a saying that Chairman Fred Hampton would say, we too proletarian, revolutionary, intoxicated to be astronomically intimidated.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means in plain nameless terms, that we have the people, man. It's a phenomenal time. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the type of conversation, the type of discussion that's happening, you know, it's intense. You know, just I don't want to go too far here, but just even with the release of the trailer of the movie, you know what I'm saying? It's up to ante on conversations that we've been having for quite some time. A lot of people, you know, fearful to have them, or even have them in a sort of quote-unquote coded sort of way. So again, I'm charged up. Real talk.
Before we even talk about the movie, let's talk about the process.
Like, yes, sir.
You know, I know people. A lot of people have approached the family about buying the rights and telling the story.
Mm-hmm.
But like, what was the atmosphere leading up to this? Did you feel like this is the right? This is right. This is how I want this to be seen. Or like, what was the family's overall consensus before the movie was even?
Right on. I'm glad you prefaced it that way, because you know, so a lot of times, you know, kids get it twisted. We, you know, even we say, you know, the streets make the music. Music don't make the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Dog wagged the tail, tail wagged the dog. So before the movie, there has been a consistent, you know, struggle going on. Though a lot of times people have been approaching us saying, "Man, I seen the movie. So how can we get it? You know, how can we start the struggle back?" We say, "Hold on, get your lay pass. This been going on for quite some time." Something sticks in my mind and my heart. I'm probably about 12 years old. And we were approached, me and my mother, and this is one, and I emphasize one of the times in which our gas was cut off, you know, at our house, Chicago Wyndham. And it was a book proposal. However, it raised one of the police up as the protagonist, you know, and put the police in a good light. And her principal position that she took, Akua and Jerry, we call her Mother Akua, formerly known as Deborah Johnson. And I remember asking her, about 12 years old, I said, "Well, if this happens, does that translate, you know, he getting turned back on in the house?" And she took a principal position, said it's a no-go. And even against contested conditions, where other people that may have been in the Black Panther Party, and I distinguish those that were in the Black Panther Party from those that are Black Panthers,
mm-hmm.
even with family members, mm-hmm. say, go, is what youngsters call now, chase the bag. She said no-go. And so this ain't the first time that, even before the butler, Forrest Whitaker, Antoine Fuqua, different people was talking about this, so I just want to preface it, you know, put it in context. So fast forward to where we are right now. You know, we had got word through the grapevine there was some discussion about doing a project on Chairman Fred. So our thing was, okay, here we go again. They're not gonna get through the vetting process.
Mm-hmm.
And we studied it, there are various scripts brought to us, various, you know, even if you Google, you can actually see some of the initial titles that were proposed, and the narrative was incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
So before I even brought it to my mother, comrade, and it was not just in a subjective way, you know, this ain't my mother. She resides on our advisory board of our organization, the Black Panther Party Cubs. Before bringing it to her, we wanted to vet it. In other words, cut the fat off the meat. See if we gonna barbecue a meal, do what it is. So we went through the process, and you know what I'm saying, back and forth. You know what I'm saying? Then we finally sat down at the Hampton House. That's the house which Chairman Fred grew up in. And we talked to script writers, producers, you know what I'm saying, Shaka King, Will Burson, Ryan Coogler, his wife, Zinzi, Charles King, Macro, that's who worked in conjunction with Warner Brothers. So it was like a tug and pull process.
Mm-hmm.
And the deal is, in so many cases, the movie industry, the music industry, and our schools, the foreign merchants in our community,
mm-hmm.
it's like, they come through in our community, you know what I'm saying, with a position like this, has gonna go, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And deal is, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to this legacy, you know what I'm saying? In fact, we say a legacy is more important than our life.
All right.
A legacy is more important than our life because we got a certain amount of time to physically be here.
Mm-hmm.
But a legacy serves as a template or a prototype, how we gonna, you know, move forward. So again, we back and forth and finally get to the stage where we at right now. It was, you know, it was a lot of struggles, principal struggles, you know what,
right.
what I'm saying? On the set, I still wake up at nighttime right now, jumping up, cut, stop, you know what I'm saying? But no regrets, and I just got worried now about some of the awards and the nominations and, you know, acknowledgement. But the deal is something that all parties involved, you know what I'm saying, from the cast, Daniel Kaluuya, Dominique Fishback, Brother Algie, Lakeith Stanfield, others, and even on the soundtrack, Brother Rakim and others, man, you know what I'm saying, their position was, well, let's make sure, you know what I'm saying, that the family is respected. And that's we're real big about respect. You know what I'm saying? I come up in Chicago, a city of structure. And in fact, Chicago was one of the last cities that the government was able to bring crack cocaine in. They had to, kill Flukie Stokes and lock up Chief Malik for me, you know, Jeff Ford, because it's checks and balances, you know what I'm saying? You just can move a certain way. Mm-hmm. And I'm held accountable. So even with the initial proposal with the script, there were certain other entities, other organizations, other individuals that were not respected. And a lot of people say, man, why are you tripping about other organizations? But like the ecosystem, the balance, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I know we're dealing with a generation, a lot of people deal with subjectivity. In other words, all they see is how they view. Mm-hmm. But I'm real big, you know what I'm saying? I'm real big about respect. And so it was a lot of tug and pull to get to the stage in the game.
Yeah. So what's it like having to, like you said, wake up every day and defend that legacy or try to further it, push it, preserve it?
Not only defend it, but also bring light to others.
Right, because so a lot of, like this movie brought a lot of light. Yes. It's a generation of kids that don't know.
Even the
shit they said in the movie is just a piece of it, the G-rated version, the part that they comfortable enough to talk about.
Real
they
talk.
Don't know how raw this real situation
talk.
Is.
Real talk.
They don't know what this means.
Real talk. Right. Let me go with the latter part of what you just asked, you know what I'm saying, about, and that's something that a lot of cats ask me, they say, why I don't know about Chairman Fred, why I don't know about the Black Panther Party. I said, do you really want to know the answer to that? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because it's embarrassing being oppressed. Mm-hmm. It's embarrassing that our community, you know what I'm saying? We're so terrorized that we're terrified of even acknowledging it, you know what I'm saying? And so we try to jive ourselves, we try to use euphemisms. So, the system gives us euphemisms. Other communities, other people, they have the advantage and disadvantage of what we call an acknowledged war. Acknowledged war is like in Nazi Germany. They say terms, they acknowledge that under the tenure of the Führer, Adolf Hitler, Minister of Propaganda, Goebbels, they created the ghettos. The script has been flipped to make us believe that we created the ghettos, not community. Other communities, they use terms like propaganda bombs. They acknowledge they are political prisoners. Our community, we don't know about the Mumia Abu-Jamals, the Sunday Ida Coles, Rochelle Sakimagis, you know, the C-numbers, your brother, sister down the street, political prisoners. So that's embarrassing. Next logical question is why we don't know about this here. And, you know, even family members of some of the people who depicted in the movie who didn't know about the contributions. Except in the breaking process that happened to our people. Mm-hmm. The way that Chairman Fred, the way the defense got Demar Clark, the way that they were assassinated, and I stress that term, assassinated, it was strategic. There were images of Chicago police bringing his body out. Mm-hmm. At four, you know what I'm saying? Around 4:35 in the morning, they were chanting, Chairman Fred is dead. Similar to during the era of chattel slavery. A pregnant sister would run away from the plantation. They just didn't go out there and kill her. They went and got her.
Brought her back.
Real talk, bro. You with me? Brought her back, slit her stomach open in front of the masses of people. Stomped the fetus to death. This instilled terror to terrify the masses, horror to horrify the masses. It broke generations to come. It was a time in South Korea, I forget under whose tenure it was, but they would say they would lock you up. You thought you was going to get out? They said, we're going to hold you for your child and your grandchild to weed up out of you the position.
Three generations.
And people passed down trauma. And also people passed down punkism. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, don't do that. Don't ask that question. You know what I'm saying? It's not even thought about. And a lot of our people also, we don't even think that we're worthy of being assassinated. Mm-hmm. Like, even with the script. You know, some things you take for granted. You see, like the term chairman, we struggle for that. When I was in Ireland with the delegation, with the Free Mumia Abu-Jamal, with Minister of Confrontation, Pam Africa, Ramon Africa, this is the MOVE organization. A lot of people think the government, the United States, just dropped a bomb in Libya. They're like, man, I can't believe the government dropped the bomb. Not knowing about 1985.
Philly.
May 13th, come on, man. May 13th, 1985, when the U.S. government, used a Negro, Wilson Good, to drop a bomb. On our community, on the MOVE family. Mm-hmm. So to put that in context, to up the ante, to call that question, to put in, we say the political context, you know what I'm saying? Because we're told don't talk about that, you know what I'm saying, don't even acknowledge that. And I think with Alcoholics Anonymous, they say one of the first steps in addressing the problem is recognize that you got a problem, you know what I'm saying? Sun Tzu says in Art of War, the cardinal principle of warfare is know thyself and know thy enemy. That's the first step. Mm-hmm. He said, before you move forward, know thyself and know thy enemy. So, back to the heart of the question. It's a blessing and it's a burden. I'm not gonna romanticize this, man. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been in school suspended for just writing about Chairman Fred. You know what I'm saying? Been placed in isolation for having articles about who Chairman Fred is. You know what I'm saying? And this is something that, you know, other entities, other organizations, other walks of life have a quote-unquote luxury to talk about. at the funeral services for Stanley Tookie Williams, co-founder of the Crips. Mm-hmm. When he had left and we went down to Lemur Park, I had said something to the effect that Tookie Williams had grew up in a climate like I grew up in, deprived of an organization such as the Black Panther Party. Well, the only quote-unquote options given to us is to become a Boy Scout or a banger.
Right.
I said, never again, not on my watch. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's your cup of tea, so be it. But this is I'm in a situation one time, this sister, she had just come from Haiti. Mm-hmm. And some cats was hustling on her porch, southeast side of Chicago. So she had contacted us. We went out there, and we had dealt with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm leaving it at that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We dealt with it. So she said, I can't really figure you out. She said, you know, you read books, you knowledgeable, but she said, what are you, like, as a political thug, whatever. Even Tupac, Lodcats can't sum up Tupac. They can't understand a love for the people. My mother said, Tupac needed organization needed Tupac. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the Black Panther Party was an organization that turned the communities into classrooms. They just didn't engage in what Chairman Fred called intellectual masturbation. In other words, it's a whole bunch of walk and talk, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. The theory. A lot of cats are talking about they want to join our organization, the Black Panther Party Cubs. You say, okay, did this here. This ain't no YouTube sensation. Mm-hmm. This just ain't no talk. You gotta go do a certain amount of what we call Cub community service. Mm-hmm. You gotta serve the people. You gotta make mistakes. You gotta tie theory into practice. Because a lot of people engage in what we call uncontested conditions. You know, in other words, they say stuff, but it's like a shadow boxer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
A shadow boxer said, man, I'm a champ. You ain't got in the ring with nobody. Mm-hmm. A lot of cats tell me, man, I ain't never told them the police, man. I said, shit, police never asked you nothing. You know what I'm saying? So, with us, our membership is contested. You know what I'm saying? And like, it's some vegetation being planted right now.
Mm-hmm.
Even with this climate, the coronavirus. You know what I'm saying? Even right now, they're talking about out in Mexico. A lot of people see it as an advantage that the Biden administration is taking these children from Mexico, you know what I'm saying, and holding them in these different homes. But it's producing a different type of Mexicano community, you know what I'm saying? Those who no parents, you know what I'm saying? And you don't
no
have
morals.
Real talk. Mm-hmm. You know, under George Bush Jr.'s tenure, they said one time in Iraq, over 78% of the population was under 17 years old. Now you got a whole generation that don't know what happened before them. Mm. A breeding ground for reactionaries. And a lot of cats are reactionary. They don't, you know what I'm saying? They don't know what happened before, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
See, one of our matches for our organization is we're the great-grandchildren of Garvey, the offspring of Malcolm, and the cubs of Panthers. We don't think this is no new dynamic about us being oppressed. We're in a climate we call reactionary climate.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to this, look at the faces of a lot of them young brothers and sisters when the police ride up on them. They be literally shocked. The police don't get down on them. I can't believe the police shot my son or my daughter 15 times. This is what they do. The birth, so you're gonna look at the birth of something. On the birth of the police, mm-hmm. was slave patrols. That's what it was created for. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
See, sellout is one of the most overused terms in our community. Like, you told me, man, such a sold us. They ain't sold you out.
Mm-hmm.
Through the dough, that's what it was about. You know what I'm saying? See, if you go, it's not that you had to question yourself, what was in you?
Mm-hmm.
Or better yet, what was not in you that you went for certain things? If you go to the pet store, you go buy a goldfish, and you bring it back, you throw a leash on it, and you say, I wonder why this motherfucking dog, why it ain't barking? This a goldfish.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? There's a movie on O.J. Simpson. The cat who grew up with him talked about, he said, man, we was children in grammar school.
Mm-hmm.
He said, man, the superintendent, they take us down, we shooting dice in the bathroom. They take us down to the office. He said, the superintendent, he leaving. OJ is a child. Walked out with him. He said, where are you going? He said, he done left the students, the other, his cats, his colleagues with him in the office.
Mm-hmm.
He go with him. Bob Hope, speaking at, I think, at UCLA, they showing all the stuff that's going on, all the uprisings that's happening all over the country. And he showed you where OJ was at that time. This is where he's been consistently. You know what I'm saying?
He
was never connected to the community. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times we come in with a react. What I mean by reactionary, like you come in watching a Freddy or Jason movie, part 7 in the middle of the movie, like, man, why they beating up Jason? Like, do you know the history of this motherfucker?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So the deal is, we come with an objective analysis. Not, you know what I'm saying? You never hear me say the police killed my daddy. Mm-hmm. You never hear me say that. You do hear me say the United States government assassinated Chairman Fred. That's the objective reality. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And I tell them, when the police kill people in Chicago and in other Colorado communities, they approach their families. They say, look, stay away from Hampton. Stay away from Black Panther Party Cubs. Here's your organization. Here's your artist that's going to do a song for you. They give it to them. You know what I'm saying? And people say, Chairman, how do you know which uncle going to sell out? How you know which mother they going to put on the TV? I said, I study my own family. I don't cut no corners. You know what I'm saying? Chairman Mao Zedong say combat liberalism. And I think we come in, so we don't relate to this term we refer to as culture nationalism. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say, you know, we all black people come together, get your dashikis and your green juice, and we don't relate to that. We use a philosophical tool known as dialectical materialism. Mm-hmm. What that means is we use common sense and logic. You know what I'm saying? Say, man, what's the MO of this person? You know what I'm saying? Not just, regardless of what their color is. See, Kim Il-sung in Korea, North Korea, he up there and he told the United States, he said, no, those in South Korea, they ran with you. They ran with the Yankees. Mm-hmm. In Vietnam, Ho Chi Minh, you know what I'm saying, Ho Chi Minh and Giap, they said, man, hold on. We not all Vietnamese people, there's different interests. In the Black Panther Party, they up the ante. They heighten the contradictions. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's a reason why Kessler know who Chairman Fred is. It's a reason why Kessler know who authored the Rainbow Coalition. Mm-hmm. It was Chairman Fred who authored the Rainbow Coalition. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A lot of people been, this is a soundtrack on the Judas and Black Messiah with Rakim talking. He says, this is who authored the Rainbow Coalition. A lot of people thought Jackson did. To Reverend Jackson. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because the state say they can't stop it, co-opt it. Water it down. Change it. Make something to be. Mm-hmm. Chairman Fred in the city of Chicago was and remains to be one of the top segregated cities in the country.
Right.
He dealt with the race and the class contradiction. So I just want to deal with the race question. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we don't cut no corners. We don't care whether it be Uncle Sam or Sambo, the Gringo or the Negro, whoever it is, whoever your last name is, whatever your religion is, we don't cut no corners. Mm-hmm. He up there and who he took to which meetings. He studied that. Chairman Fred said, revolution is a scientific art that must be perfected. Mm-hmm. It wasn't based on, this is my homie, this is my friend. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He took the Young Patriots, a group of poor whites from the Appalachian Mountains. They were so reactionary at the time they were wearing Confederate flags in their jackets. A lot of people said, man, don't talk to them racist white people. He was a realist. See, the organization question is a phenomenon in Chicago.
Right.
Minister UEP Newton, the visionary of the Black Panther Party, mm-hmm. co-founder of the Black Panther Party, mm-hmm. along with Dr. Chairman Bobby Seale, Minister UEP Newton, the visionary, he said, power is the ability to define phenomena and make it act in desired manner. Power is the ability to define phenomena and make it act in desired manner. What is phenomena? Phenomena is an unusual event that can be scientifically explained. Case in point. Reverend Nat Turner was a realist. Mm-hmm. He put his ear to the ground. He said, what's phenomenal? What, as a servant of the people. He said, what is phenomenal with these cats? The church. And I'll be saying, oh, that's not our religion, you know, so we come from that. He said, okay, in the meantime, between time, I'm going to deal with the real world. You feel what I'm saying? Because we relate to another saying. We say, God created Africans, and America made niggas. We say, the man and the machine manufactured Chirac. So Reverend Nat Turner said, okay, dude, This is a phenomenon. Praise the Lord, past ammunition. Harriet Tubman put her ear to the ground, seeing they call it Negro spirituals. It was a phenomenon. She defined it. She said, okay, I'm going to work this number. When the sun go down, meet me by the water. Use that. In Chicago, Chairman Fred put his ear to the ground. He said, I'm going to define it. This ain't nothing new about us having organizations. He defined it and said, let me win them certain points of unity. He politicized the formerly known Devil Disciples. Well, they came up publicly and said, we now renounce something known as the Black Disciples due to the political education received from Chairman Fred Black Panther Party. You've seen the Black Stone Rangers take a more of a nationalistic stand because of the Black Peace Stone Nation. Mm-hmm. He was even able to flip the script as the FBI. This is documented. It's a book called Up on Madison Donald 75th Street by John L. Rice. Well, the FBI had told the vice lords they'd get them 16th Street if they stopped the Black Panther Party from opening a free medical center on 16th Street. Now, a lot of kids say, I can't believe that. Why would the government do this? If you believe the government, the mayor, the police want to stop crime in your community, you believe Don King want to stop boxing. It's done by design. So he subsequently warned the vice lords to work at the Free Medical Center. And even by the government's own records, there was what they call a record low, they call black on black crime. And even, it's comedy. Let's talk about comedy. Because a lot of times people they think politics is just something separate, detached from the community. Mm-hmm. It was an atmosphere that upped the ante. It was a different type of athlete. It wasn't no fight about that fight to get us another quarterback on the field. It was the script was flipped. The script was flipped. Well, athletes said, "I'm honored. How can I support the movement?" It wasn't flipped. It wasn't vice versa. When you fight to get me a job, Muhammad Ali taking those stands with the United with the people. You know what I'm saying? It was an atmosphere where the ante was up. With James Brown, who had a totally different song playing there first. Real talk. H-Rap Brown. It's a crime if anybody in Atlanta in particular know who that is. Mm-hmm. Who's kidnapped from the West End, who's locked up right now, known as Emile Jamil Alameen. They told me the document going blind right as we speak. H-Rap Brown literally drove down on James Brown. Man, you better go back to the studio with that garbage. You know what I'm saying? He came back up to him, I'm black and I'm proud. He couldn't have pulled that stuff they pulled it on in the Rocky movie with the red, white, and blue drawers until Living America. You know what I'm saying? It was a climb with Marvin Gaye. It'll go against Barry Gordy. So I'm going to put this song out, what's going on, whether you like it or not. It was a climb. You know what I'm saying? Marvin Gaye, real talk. And this will make these cats stick out. Why you think, like, even in the hip-hop industry, you know what I'm saying? What makes Nipsey Hussle and Pac unique? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This ain't a one-night stand, this politics. It transcends generations. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When I first met Nipsey Hussle, we backstage around 2011, 2012, Sacramento. I'm a little distance from him. I see the chain. I said, damn. I said, here we go again. I'm thinking it's at the time the white Jesus was a big thing. So I get closer. Whoa, hold on. This is something different. Mm-hmm. It's Malcolm X on this chain. I said, man, you familiar with Chairman Fred Hampton? He said, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. What type of man would I be if I knew who Chairman Fred Hampton was? Mm. This politics does. This shit like this colder than the Jenny Craig commercial. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The before and after. You know what I'm saying? It ups the ante. That's why they had to assassinate 21-year-old Chairman Fred. That's why they had to come at the Black Panther Party, everything including the kitchen sink. Real talk. Because it upped the ante. See, the difference between a war and a revolution. A war is two occupying armies. Mm-hmm. They suit up and they boot up and they get out and get out. A revolution when you gain the minds and participation of the masses of the people. It was a different type of prostitute under Ho Chi Minh and Giap in Vietnam. Prostitutes in Vietnam, it was a different type of bumblebee. The Vietnamese used to take the bumblebees and train them to come out of bamboo sticks with American soldiers to know if they were shooting at bees or the Vietnamese. Mm-hmm. The prostitutes would say, yeah, I'm taking the American soldier to bed. I guarantee he won't get up in the morning. It was a different dynamic. You feel what I'm saying? It was a climate in the 60s where the ante was up, where you seen when Assata Shakur was on, when she was underground on the run, people, they called scorched earth, spray paint. Mm-hmm. Assata, you welcome to come out here. It was a climate where William Thoreau said in Civil Disobedience, where the people said in an unjust society, the only place for a just man, I'm going to paraphrase it, mm-hmm. a just man or a just woman was prison. We were clear. It was a climate where you didn't say terms like, when somebody say, man, you heard Lil Joe got locked up? You wouldn't have no reactionary response like, what'd he do? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You was clear. You know what I'm saying? The role of the police, ain't no wall, guns in the wall, gangs. It's a wall on us. Mm-hmm. As Minister UAP News said, if we don't fight back, gonna be defined nothing less than reactionary suicide. This climate right now, this movie, you know what I'm saying? This is not a panacea. This mm-hmm. is not an end all. However, look at the type of discussions that's happening now.
Right.
Look at, I was showing this kid the other day in the studio. He doing what we call a bunch of intellectual masturbation. Well, the movie should have said this, the movie should have said that. Then he said, man, it wasn't no cloak and dagger figure. They telling you point directly, J. Edgar Hoover. You know what I'm saying? Right. I'm reading the Billie Holiday movie last night. You know what I'm saying? The different dynamics is showing you how it impacts our everyday life. That term COINTELPRO, counterintelligence program, a lot of organizations say, just pull yourself by the bootstraps. The only we do what we do, we ain't rubbing nobody else. That's mm-hmm. bad. That's nonsense. Mm-hmm. It's a war being waged on us. See, you impacted. You know what I'm saying? You can't have a discussion. Like, a lot of other black organizations, other people can't understand what we go through.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? See, Billie Holiday had a different dynamic than Ella Fitzgerald. You know what I'm saying? She wasn't targeted because of no dope use. See, you put it in context, the dope, that was common back then. Mm-hmm. But she was targeted because of her position, her stance.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The Black Panther, people say, well, the Black Panther Party just faded away because they had issues with gender. You talking about an organization mm-hmm. that at a time where people didn't know if Pat, you know who Pat Nixon was? That was Richard Milhouse Nixon's wife. They didn't even know if she was even able to speak. I mean, literally. The Black Panther Party had women in leadership. Deborah Johnson, that wasn't just Chairman Fred's wife, that was his comrade. She was rank and file, member of the finance committee under Lieutenant Barbara Sankey, the finance committee. Mm-hmm. Nipsey Russell.
Yeah.
The comedian Nipsey Russell. I told Nipsey Russell about this here. Nipsey Russell made a joke about this. He said when he met my mother to be, he said she about 7 months pregnant. He kind of added on to some, you know, tied into. I said even comedy is political. Nipsey Russell say, here come this lady, she's 7.5 months pregnant. She come to meet him after the show. She got these bullets, these bandoliers across her chest. Mm. He said, she told me I donated some money to the Black Panther Party. I said, I ain't giving no money for no guns. He said, but I went the next day and put an envelope under the door for the Black Panther Party Free Breakfast Program.
Tell me about that Free Breakfast Program, because that's one of the most notable things in North. You were actually there as a, you know.
The Free Breakfast Program, it was one of the genius programs of the Black Panther Party. Politics is like real estate. Time, like even to hit you in the morning, to hit you, like you hear different stories about our people. Like Malcolm X would impact him in sixth grade. To hit certain, like our community, like you know. First of all, let me preface with this: we damage goods, all of us, our mm-hmm. people. We damage goods, but a lot of people don't understand who damaged them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people think black men done it, black women done it. I know who the damage is. I know the when I go speak places, oh, here he come. He finna blame the government, blame the system. And we do. Mm-hmm. And we do. This, everything you tie into, you know, it got pig hoof prints on it somewhere, believe me. Mm-hmm. The breakfast program, the time that it put out for the people. You come in there, it was a program for the people. The Black Panther Party seen that our children in particular were going to school and their grades were not up to par. They had to call for no Kerner Commission, no study, you know what I'm saying? And people say, man, anybody that's going to school that's hungry, it's hard to do an addition problem. It's hard to do, you know what I'm saying, talking about nouns and you know what I'm saying, pronouns. They just didn't do it and say, oh, that's, you know, man, that's wrong with the system doing. They put programs. And it wasn't programs that, like engaging, they're going to save you. They put the programs out, and the people themselves would come on and start supporting and engaging the program. Chairman, you see, Stephen Biko, I don't know if you hear Stephen Biko, was in the Black Conscience Movement. In fact, there's a movie called Cry Freedom. Denzel Washington portrays him. Mm-hmm. Chairman Fred, Stephen Biko says black people in particular must distinguish intelligence from the ability to articulate. Big difference.
Want to do that again one more time?
Black people in particular must grasp the ability mm-hmm. to distinguish intelligence from the ability to articulate. What that means is they give us a lot of times they give our community a whole bunch of intellectual monkeys. Mm-hmm. Throw a bunch of fancy words and terms, but ain't no common sense to it. Mm-hmm. The people are very intelligent. Chairman Fred say the Black Panther Party have a free breakfast program. The police pull up on them. They say, hey, are you for capitalism? So say, whoa, no. Chairman Fred say, that's not cool. Police say, well, what about socialism? So say, you know what? I really can't debate with those words and terms. And then police say, what about this free breakfast program? Hmm. So say, dig, this was feeding my babies. If you attend the mess with, we'll blow your brains out. You know what I'm saying? The people are very intelligent. But after we get intelligence mixed up with the ability to articulate, you can't even Black Panther Party Free Breakfast Program. The only prerequisite, the only criteria was that you hungry. You ain't, everybody say, why your last name different than your dad's last name? You know what I'm saying? None of that was necessary. Asada Shakur talking about in her book, Asada, it was a young brother at the breakfast program. He was stuffing some pancakes in Harlem, in Harlem Branch, in his pocket. And she said, look, brother, you can never steal from this. This is your program. You feel what I'm saying? See, we up the ante. It's the difference between rioting and rebelling, mm-hmm. stealing and liberating. See, terms are important. So it wasn't no charity. And for you know it, the people start running these programs. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We are our own liberators. A lot of organizations, a lot of individuals tell you, you gotta come back and check in with them. See, Minister, you people say that there's a difference between a revolutionary and a hero. Mm-hmm. A hero does something, you say, wow, that's crazy. I can't do that, because you know what I'm saying? But a revolutionary say, man, I can relate to that. I can pick it up. And that assists with our security. Because mm-hmm. they say, man, we knock him off. It's going on and on. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get 3 wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right. So let me ask you about the movie a little bit. What are some, before we even, you know, get into it, what are some of the things that you saw them do right with this, with the movie? Some of the parts that you were impressed by?
You know, we had a lot of struggles. Let me say this. There was some, like even some, there were certain things that could not be said because we didn't have the time and space. A lot of people say, couldn't this movie tell us all what the Black Panther Party was? Mm-hmm. I said, you can't put no shark in no fish tank. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? This is a movie. And also, in the movie industry, they call it a period piece. Mm-hmm. So, you know, period piece, you know what I'm saying? Everything got to be on point from what Coca-Cola can you have around. You know what I'm saying? There'd be a period of time. Also, this is what we call a relevant piece. In other words, we still are dealing with these issues. We still have Jerry Odinga Dunnigan. Prison number C-018859, still locked up, directly impacted by William O'Neill. We still have Brother Griggs, who was electric shot by William O'Neill with the Agent Provocateur. It's still, the verdict is not out. And also, William O'Neill was not the only Agent Provocateur. So we gotta be real careful in how we bring out certain contradictions. You know what I'm saying? So it was certain, let's go with the meeting. We had to put the certain things to say, hold on, that organization, actual organization, could not be depicted because the movie would be incapable of expressing the details of that meeting. And I recall saying, you know, like at the particular meeting, that some organ, you got to keep in mind that we impacted by this system, and with a sister going in at that meeting, you know what I'm saying, with the party can be like a front to this other organization. So, you know, Nige and others, you know, Charles and others, Ryan, we sat down, Chaka, Will Burson, so we back and forth. And subsequently, that part played out. And I'm glad about that. I'm glad that stayed with it. Because I even told my mother one time, I said, you know what? Maybe me and you are kind of subjective. Things that I take for granted people know or have examples of, they don't know. A lot of people have never seen the gender contradiction. Men and women work together without having a relationship. I mean, it's mind-blowing to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? See, in Revolution, you might have to be in a foxhole with a sister. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And like, you can see it with the state. You see, like, you watch movies called Blue Blood, TV shows called Blue Blood. You see the police say, okay, you're riding in the patrol car with that person. Nothing, your mind doesn't automatically go to, oh, they fooling around. Mm-hmm. When it comes to our people, you know what I'm saying? We cannot even fathom a structured organization dealing with each other, you know what I'm saying? Structurally, you know what I'm saying, with a principle. Mm-hmm. So that was one of the good points. You know what I'm saying? Also,
Like when the sister was shooting out through the window with the police.
That scene, we actually get back and forth about, because initially they had us shooting first, you know what I'm saying? We said, hold on, okay. Because, man, the first name for the Black Panther Party was the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's important to put in context. Because, see, when the police beat you, they train to say stop resisting. Even you be confused sometimes. You're like, damn, he beat me down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But
that's legal.
But the politics of it, they saying stop resisting. On the door, say serve and protect. You know I just seen them with their knee on the neck of this George Floyd. I know I seen Derek Chauvin killing this man.
Mm-hmm.
But the serve and protect kind of confuses me. You know what I'm saying? See, everything is political. You know what I'm saying? Not just it's the schools. If you Google, say police killed somebody, you can't find it. You will say you can find George Floyd passed away as a result of some. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
It's never saying straight up murder.
It's wording.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It impacts you differently. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Now you can find Lil G killed such and such. You find that. You know what I'm saying? So it impacts you how you even view the police. You know what I'm saying? So even the imagery of showing that the police were attacking a party. You had three major shooting attacks on the Black Panther Party headquarters in 1969. That scene was depicting July 31st, 1969. Chairman Fred was locked up at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chicago police was attacking the Black Panther Party headquarters. They would come in, they would burn the breakfast program supplies, you name it. But that attack, it's important to put out that they were attacked. And if people say, well, it doesn't make a big difference. It does make a big difference. You feel what I'm saying? They were defending themselves. Spurgeon and Jake Winters. That's who Chairman Fred wanted me to be named after. Defending themselves. So we think we just reactionary, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you want to be correct about this whole discussion. Anything that we do, even if we think it's reactionary, we ain't, like people say, man, I know you tripping, man, police killed your daddy. No, this system, they drew first blood. Mm. They put a gun in my mother's stomach. That's the prenatal care I got. When no doctor stethoscope placed on me, the prenatal care I got was Chicago Police Department revolver placed on her stomach. First of all black people should get a what you call it?
Conceal weapon.
No. what they call it? They call it war. Nobel Peace Prize. All black people should get Nobel Peace Prize. The fact that we ain't snapped that out, you know, just say, man,
right,
we should get Nobel Peace Prize. Real talk. It's come through the mind, say, man, did Nobel Peace Prize.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So to put it in historical context. But also, this is an organization. They get up in the morning, I figure how we going to shoot out the police. They get up in the morning, how we going to feed at least 3,500 children a week in Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
How, Minister Doc Satcher, how we going to get the ambulance working the Free Medical Center? How we going to do the sickle cell anemia testing? That was the motivation.
Right.
For the program, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They were attacked and they defended themselves. As Deputy Minister of Health, Ronald Doc Satchel said, yeah, we are. We are armed propaganda unit. And see, a lot of bogus counterfeit individuals, they jump up, they romanticize revolution.
Right. Mm-hmm.
See, leather jackets and berets or whatever, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. See, Minister UEP News said that we must even politicize the gun. What makes our gun different? The police gun. We had a situation in Flint, Michigan. So we told the people
mm-hmm.
with the water. Mm-hmm. The chemical biological warfare in the water.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We designated our troops to go down to the Black Panther Party Cub Caravan. That's what it was called. Before they went down there, we had a political education. In fact, our deputy field marshal, that's who led the delegation down there. When we got down there, we had the water. Now, the National Guard, they had more water than us. But what made our water different than the National Guard? A lot of people said, we don't make a difference, don't we get water? No, the politics.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So National Guard, let's get your name. Let's get this here. And later on, you seen the warrants coming down for people talking about what's your immigration status. If you had a warrant, you know what I'm saying? See, everything is political.
Mm-hmm.
We gave the water, man, you
no
need
strings
water.
Attached.
Huh?
No strings attached.
Right.
It's political. The breakfast program. See, a lot of people say, I don't hear that political stuff. Mm-hmm. I got a saying in the 60s, niggas needed Nixon. Nixon helped force cats to come to grips with the politics. See, under the climate of John F. Kennedy, President John F. Kennedy, that was at the end of that movie, that Billie Holiday movie,
mm-hmm.
giving an award to Ace Lincoln, the FBI agent that attacked Billie Holiday. The same John F. Kennedy that was responsible for army tanks going through south side of Chicago and Detroit, Michigan. Same John F. Kennedy on his tenure that was assassinated to him after assassinated to him on Commandante Fidel Castro. Same John F. Kennedy was responsible for the Peace Corps, but it was a class piece.
The same John F. Kennedy that told his brother, Robert F. Kennedy, you authorized for the wiretap on Dr. King. Mm. Nixon pulled the covers off and said, man, did this hit, man. Campaign for law and order. It's going down. You know what I'm saying? So that's a lot of times, we in a climate we call a reactionary climate now. We can at least acknowledge it. You know, like you, under the Trump administration, I ain't pushing for no Trump thing, but it was acknowledgement. Police pull you over. You know what I think you, because I didn't have a degree. Well, I'm a Virgo. No, Trump's not all black. You black. Mm-hmm. When he's in Puerto Rico, he threw the tortoise. He said, all y'all same to me. Mm-hmm. So these contradictions, a lot of times people can come to them under reactionary terms. You know what I'm saying? In the Vanguard Party, got to be consistent. We had a chapter down here in Atlanta about 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. Black Panther Party Cubs. Mm-hmm. For different reasons, he had to be pulled back. Mm-hmm. Timing, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like a relationship, you're like, man, that was a good sister. I wish I would be a little more mature. Mm-hmm. We could have worked it out. Mm-hmm. So the climate, see, our organization, the Black Panther Party Cubs, we like the last call for alcohol. Mm. People, they'll hear us later on when it's, they go drink Sharpton champagne. Mm-hmm. But it's at the end, when the police, they're footing their back to the point, say, man, who is that? It's us, them cats been serving y'all all the time. Mm-hmm. It was not popular, it was not fashionable.
Mm-hmm. Like, tell me about the Hampton House.
The Hampton House. That's a childhood home, was chairman, well, before he was chairman, the house he grew up in. That's the house, in, you know what I'm saying, which we done found his coat there. That's the house in which, across the street is the elementary school, Irvin Elementary School that he went to. Mm-hmm. We, you know what I'm saying? We had to go do damage control. Before we fought to take the Hampton House on, I was in West Oakland. It's ironic, the brother just walked in. He said, from Oakland. Yeah. He said, from Oakland. He said, West Oakland. And that was significant he said that. That was the area where Minister UEP knew the heart, the first Black Panther Party headquarters at. That's where the government salted the earth. That's where they pushed the drugs at. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The West Side of Chicago, they flushed it there, you know what I'm saying? In the Hampton House. They tried it with the Hampton House. They tried to put certain cats in the hustle. We had to go clean house. We said, man, not on our watch. The children that went to the school at Irvin, a lot of them children didn't even know who Chairman Fred was. And one time, the principal was related to some members of the Black Panther Party. And kids were like, damn, how they don't know? We heightened the consciousness of them cats. It was jokes made about them children. They said, man, they got to get different shirt sizes. They chest start being, they said, man, we go, they was debating with each other. Is that the desk that he sat in? Mm-hmm, it changed the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. We had the park, then the Chairman Fred Hampton Park down the street. You know what I'm saying? Our programs, the Triple C's, Children, Community, and Cubs, you come here to free the food right there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We correlate that to the Black Panther Party Free Breakfast Program. The Free Them All Radio, we have every Wednesday. It's hosted by me, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., and Lady of Rage. Some of y'all probably know it's Baby D on Friday. Mm-hmm. Every Wednesday, tune in. Every Wednesday, Free Them All Radio.
What about say it again?
Free Them All Radio. Hosted by Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., Lady of Rage, Baby D, Robin Allen. This every Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. You can Google it, pull it up, ask Siri about it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So this is every Wednesday like clockwork. These are programs that come right about the Hampton House. And this is significant. This is the same. Locations are significant. It was strategic when Napoleon came through Egypt. He said, man, 21-gun salute. Knock that nose off the Sphinx. You know what I'm saying? This is the house in which he grew up in. So it's a morale build. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We there. I sit there to this day sometimes. We brainstorming. You know what I'm saying? And we didn't get all. We didn't like it was a cat. These cats called us TWF, the Woods Finest. They some young. They was in tour with each other out there. They want to do a video shoot. I said, all right, come on. We trying to be in a studio out there right now. Come on to the Hampton House. They came. They call it a vortex, one of the coldest days in Chicago history. I said, now we're going to the Cook County Jail. And you know, so we're going to meet these cats. You know what I'm saying? They met the cats coming out of jail. That's their video, The Woods Finest, called Free Them All. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I want to make sure I acknowledge, I get some forces here with me today, too, because we deal with forces from all walks of life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Even with the it's a video, it's another song we got called Free Them All, too. My nephew, Don P. You know, so we got a video, we did a video shoot right there at the Hampton House. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Got this brother, Robert Money, Chairman Love Movement. Because, see, a lot of cats be like, man, the revolution, everybody got the suits, they suited and booted, and just everybody, what they call the quote-unquote conscious community. Right. No, we deal with the people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, Walker Flockett came to Chicago one time, so I walk up to him. He said, whoa. He said, I heard you be here. He said, I heard you coming. Mm-hmm. He said, 1 second. So the brother behind him, he said, man, this was years back. He said, this is the brother right here. So the brother came and said, I'm Big D, man. You know, he said, they told me you'll be approaching, because there's this thing we got called the code of culture. Black Panther Party cut a code. We hold cats accountable. Mm-hmm. We say too many of us and sing for cats, we're throwing some bling bling. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We, you on Dave Spell Block Party, that's us on the stage. I ain't selling my homie. I'm talking about political prisoners. Mm-hmm. You know, go check it out. You know what I'm saying? We owe every you know, nothing move. We get the education ethic. Making a school, making a class project. We talk about political, Mumia Abu-Jamal. Talking about, you know what I'm saying, toxic waste in San Francisco. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We say the Harriet Tubman Code. What that mean? You get out of jail, reach back for others who held captive. Mm-hmm. So then Big D, we talking. He said, man, there's a joint called Adriana's in Chicago. So we at the joint that night. He said, man, he said, Chairman, how you be going backstage and doing what you do for artists? You know, I said, I just can't drink no Aquafina water, man. I got to deal with the good, the bad, and the ugly. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people deal with set conditions. They deal with Robert Rules of Order. That's how you have a meeting. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, if you know, they can't even say chairman because they have been state trained, state made. You know what I'm saying? I'm locked up in the joint. This organization asked me, is your organization sanctioned? I said, no, I'm proud about it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Stop people upset me because I won't run for office in Chicago. I said, they can't make me, they can't break me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm Chairman Fred Hampton. See, that's it's empowering. Burn that devil in the Irish Republican Army. She said, I remember. This is Ireland. She banned from the United States. Mm-hmm. She's the IRA. She said, I remember you was a baby. She said, I remember you was a baby. You had a necklace on your neck with a bullet around it. She said, I remember Minister of Health, Doc Satchel. See, he was the Minister of Health, not because the CDC said it, Black Panther Party said it. You know what I'm saying? He was chairman of the Black Panther Party, not because Mayor Daley said it. Mayor Daley said it because the people said it. Deborah Johnson was his wife, his comrade. See, a lot of people came later on to Oliver Stone and said, man, you think the government killed Kennedy? Everybody said, yeah, I think so. Malcolm told you when it first went down who did it. Mm-hmm. But I said, we can't believe it until the, you know what I'm saying? Before this movie came out, my plan was to give me a white puppet and go on tour and just start saying, listen, man. So Kelsey, man, you heard what that puppet said? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We can't believe nothing. You know what I'm saying? This movie has helped the conversation, man. Right. Yeah. So I was telling you, I know.
Shit, we got time.
Okay, let me make sure I mentioned a couple of cats.
Bro,
okay.
I don't want to cut you off, but that's good, what I was saying. I want to get some more.
I ain't no curfew. You Cubs don't have no curfew.
I just wanted to get some more of your reactions the actual film before we bring some.
I got you. Yes, sir. I'm with you. It's all love. It's all love.
Yep. I know you brought the family.
Man. Can I ask some Black Panther? I ain't seen the movie yet. You know, I ain't seen
Stop
it yet.
The interview. Stop
I ain't
interview.
Seen the interview yet. Interview. I ain't seen the movie Stop. Yet.
Okay, man.
But God damn it, I got some questions.
Go check it out before they ban it. Before they ban it. Listen, man.
I bought it. I ain't seen
go
it.
Go see. Listen, man. Listen. What we did is we put some Panther Cub political pills in the alpha sauce. Okay. It's certain things that we put in there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what I'm saying? See, wherever that tunnel was going on the tour, the lady on the plantation, her brother said, man, hold on, man, dude, stop. What did you let dude go speak around for?
Right.
She said, he preaching a good word. He said, no. There's some different dynamics going on here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you look at the after effect, you know what I'm saying? This is a guy named Maurice Tenisto to my mother. Mm. The house we stay in, the majority of my life, we stayed there. Mm-hmm. This guy knew me since I was 3 years old. It'd be issues with him and his lady. At the house they stayed next door. Mm-hmm. They get into it. Police come over there, but all you hear the police on their walkie-talkies. You better Hampton house. You better be afraid of Hampton. Where's he at? Mm-hmm. And I would tell you, I said, man, listen, man, this is not about you. Why do you think 15 police cars pop up for a domestic case with you? Oh, man, you know, I don't play. You know what I'm saying? Flattening himself.
Mm-hmm.
It really, the target was this here.
Mm-hmm.
It took this movie for him to finally say, man, I see why you would ban me. From the block. You know what I'm saying? I said, man, you a security risk, Jack. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't even know the dangers that they do. You know what I'm saying? See, it's an arrogance. I have no problem with ignorance. Mm-hmm. We have an issue with arrogance and ignorance. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people deal with subjectivity. The world revolves around them. We deal with dialectical materialism. Your actions impact other people's actions. Mm-hmm. Once this movie is a, man, catch it. It's certain things that's in there. This cat was talking about this. Well, I didn't like this and that. One brother called me and said, well, I wish the movie would have talked about Chairman Fred's international impact. I said, man, let's have an honest discussion, bro. Mm-hmm. You're the same one. You do independent movies in Chicago. On your own volition, you did a whole movie about President Obama. When I asked you to do a snippet about Chairman Fred, you said, man, I ain't touching that. Let's be upfront about this here. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? This ain't no safe subject, man.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason. We know what to talk about in school.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be upfront about it. We know what to say on our rap songs. You feel what I'm saying? So it's certain things we got to put in there. You know what I'm saying? I can't even see it coming. You know what I'm saying? And I got to deal with all them. Last time I was up here a few months back, this cat up here, a black youngster, he come through, he go downstairs. So I'm in the guy's studio. He said, Chairman Fred, you going down there? Man, no doubt about it. Cut through the smoke and everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm studying the people. I'm a servant of the people. It ain't mm-hmm. about me.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you ask a woman what she'll do when she do for her child, you should get a different answer. What I would do, what I do for the people, you know what I'm saying? Different dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
So we get down there. You know what I'm saying? That song 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Put that political pill in there. Like, I catch them, man, you dealing with this guy. This is it, man. Before I get back to Chicago that night, them youngsters say, man, call, man, Chairman, we heard that. Because Ministry of Reproduce, our people do not read as much as we would like for them to read.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to be innovative with our tactics. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
See, the cats get stuff laid out there to them. Here you go, bam, this is your organization. That's your funding. That's this. That's you 9 to 5. You get in, you clock out. Not us. Not us.
Mm-hmm.
Do it ever surprise you when, like, the newer rappers or the younger generation of rappers reach out to you to get some game on an album or give you a slot on the tape or whatever like that?
I'm encouraged by it because the deal is, it's a climate, because the deal is that fear has been passed down, but it's a climate where, like, even let's go with that, for example, let's go to the scenario I just laid out to you. The movement has been given a white eye. It's been told like an elitism, like you can't, if you do this, you can't involve in the struggle. The situation. I just sitting down with me for 5 minutes, he said, you know what, man? I wasn't even gonna smoke around you at first. He said, man, but you want us, you the people, man. This is what he said. And so we had pulled a piece up I did with Face, performing on Scarface Ghetto Boys. Pulled it up. It's a piece called Never, mm-hmm. remix.
Mm-hmm.
He said,
that
man.
That shit's so hard.
You seen the remix?
Yeah.
You seen
it? Because that off the last Scarface album that he did.
But you seen the remix me and him did?
I ain't seen that one.
Oh, yeah.
I know that check Never it out. Episode you're talking about.
Check the remix that me and him did.
Shit, I'm gonna fuck with it.
So Black Young say, he say, oh, what you doing? You speaking on that? I said, no, I'm spitting. You see? He said, all right, we'll do it with me then. So I said, you said over the word. Get the pen and paper. Tie it in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Season of time. Because the deal is, there's a lot of people look for gift rap revolution. Perfect allies.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But like a gardener. We study the ground. You know what I'm saying? The term seeds of time, I'll be like, okay, lock and load, go.
Mm-hmm.
It's moves we had planned to do down here initially. I went through the process. A lot of cats, they thought they knew what the Black Panther Party was. You can't tell a smart cat nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So, cat, I know. On a week, hour before we pull in town, oh man, they canceled this event. So, I'm used to it. I don't take it personal. So, on a pivot, stick and move. That's how we move. A lot of cats used to be in a Caesar's Palace, referees, rules and regulations. This is, they don't know rules and regulations to us.
Mm-hmm.
They coming in at 4:30 in the morning, blasting. They put sick and all, knockout drugs instead of Kool-Aid. You know what I'm saying? They put Agent Provocateurs. A lot of cats are in other arenas. Mm-hmm. They say, okay, this is how we go, it's legal, we're gonna do this, we're gonna lock you up, you know, so you have a bail bond. Man, they ain't dealing like that with us, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the reality. So I pivot, I stick and move. I hit my office. What's my office? The streets.
Mm-hmm.
I touch down with what's my brother's name?
Scapegoat.
You wanna play for me and him to meet?
Shout out to Scapegoat.
Shout out to Scapegoat.
Phony.
I touch down with him. I touched down with these justices at Morris Brown College. We go do an event there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A lot of cats like, man, hold on, where you at, man? This event, dang, how we get down? I want to fight for the luxury to have that space in the arena.
Mm-hmm.
We can move on our own terms. But I mean, a lot of times people ask me, how many members do you have in your organization? I say, shh. A lot of times it depends on how many people police them murdered. People get involved in struggle one of three ways. Inspiration, aspiration, and desperation. See, you heard of Field Marshal George Jackson? Field Marshal George Jackson, born on the west side of Chicago, organ, phenomenal. It was mandatory you get locked up. You had to know who this was.
Mm-hmm.
Field Marshal for the Black Panther Party. San Quentin. Field Marshal George, it's a book called Solidarity, brother. I recommend y'all check out. And also Blood of Mine, check it out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He organized out of joint. Minister UEP didn't heard about him when he's locked up. Later on, he sanctioned him to be Field Marshal for the Black Panther Party. He politicized his younger brother, Jonathan Jackson, through the letters. Jonathan Jackson came up in the courtroom, Marion County courtroom. That's who that Don song, we said, walked up in the courtroom, get down, that's who he referencing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure y'all heard of Angela Davis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Jackson, that's the case that she has, they said the weapons that he had was in her name. Jonathan Jackson walked up in Marion County courtroom. Rochelle and Q McGee, they up in the courtroom, Marion County. Judge Heaney duct taped the shotgun to his neck and say, man, gentlemen, I'll be taking over from here. So we go to the radio station, 16, 17 years old. 16, 17 years old. Say, Jim, I'll be taking over from him. We're going to the radio station to broadcast to the world what's happening up inside these concentration camps. Mm-hmm. I said again, 16, 17 years old. Came out the courtroom, they gunned him down, man. Rochelle St. Hugh McGee is still locked up right now as we speak, one of the longest political prisons. You know, William Crispin, John McClain, held captive. They gunned Jonathan Jackson down. They referred to him as the young man child. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It was a different definition. This August 7, 1970. August 21st, 1971, Field Marshal George Jackson in San Quentin was assassinated in the San Quentin prison yard. Go put up the funeral service for Field Marshal George Jackson. Minister Huey came up in there, he said, man, him and Chairman Bobby Seale, Minister Huey P. News say, man, Field Marshal George Jackson, don't bring no flowers, bring shotguns to my funeral. This man, they still talk about him in the prison, the prison records right now. This was, how you referred to the stomping ground of San Quentin. This should be mandatory. I told the youngsters one time, I said, y'all got all these Luciano and Al Capone. I could go for it if you ain't had nothing else. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about real models. I'm no role models. Real people that come from our community, man. You know, so they can relate to us, man. He was given a sentence from one to life for a person, actually, they said this. Man, this cat was doing 10,000 push-ups, man, solid. I'm this cat here, man, they targeted this cat. Check him out, man. Sell stuff itself, man. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Real talk, man. You get to talking. I can't cut him off. Welcome back to the 85 South Show, man.
I ain't got nothing to goddamn say. I'll tell you that.
Well, look, check this out, man. We're going to leave that as part one, and we're going to bring part two in and bring some of the comrades
sure,
in.
Sure, you're right.
So,
can I ask a question? So I know you said you the cook.
Yeah.
You the cook. So like, how is it broken down? Cause I know you probably third party generation of the whole situation. Cause I know me, lately I've been getting into my spiritual journey and I've been getting into my books and yeah. I've been being directed to some of you guys', you know what I'm saying, stances.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of more so for the people as well. So when I'm hearing you speak, I'm more so like, fucking right, hell yeah. You dig what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like,
hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market
as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When was that moment when you realized, this is what I gotta do?
Throughout my life, I felt this, right? You know, and I was talking to earlier, even as a youngster, when I speak, I recall when I speak, I would try to like hold my hands down because it was like in second nature to move my hands. Mm-hmm. And I seen footage of him, Chairman Fred speaking, moving his hands. I said, oh man, this is the business. Mm-hmm. And you know, and but I was deprived. It was a, I've been suspended from school for just talking about him, you know what I'm saying? And I was deprived of the political assessment, analysis, what happened to the Black Power movement. A lot of people say, well, the movement just died away. No. Mm-hmm. It was military defeated. Ideologically, it won. That means that to this day, people still have a love and admiration for the Black Panther Party. Mm-hmm. And we have to fight. We still got to fight for that legacy. You know, so you got to be real careful with this legacy, man. It's a, man, a lot of attempts to co-opt it, water it down. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The Cubs don't mean that we're some young cats, man. We're the ideological offspring of the Black Panther Party. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? This is it, man. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know how long we're going to be around, but we attempt to walk in their, not their footsteps, but their Panther Paul steps. Mm-hmm. You know, our programs can be correlated to that. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of cats, you know what I'm saying? I'll be doing interviews with people, right? And see, a lot of times, there don't be questions, it be commentaries. Like, that's really nice, you know, this is no slight nobody. Black Lives Matter, I said, what part did I say that? I said Black Panther Party Cubs. See, the narrative is like, words giving you, who is this? And no slight, you know, that's your cup of tea, so be it. Mm-hmm. But man, Park needed this here, man. This cloth, the Black Panther Party Cubs, you know what I'm saying? That's our logo right there, man, that's it. That's it. That's our logo, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We have ideology. It's the way we walk. It's the way we talk. You know what I'm saying? It's our dialogues, our turn. How they say in church, what's your call? It's our calling. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And see, it's a structure, checks and balances. You know what I'm saying? That, see, contradictions. Minister UEP Newman said contradictions are the ruling principle of the universe. They get us scared. They acknowledge contradictions. Oh, man, we not all the same. We all the same. We believe. Man, no community is like that. Mm-hmm. With the American Revolution, they tell you everybody was talking about Patrick Henry said, give me liberty and give me death. That's no. Thomas Jefferson told you what was going on with the American Revolution. One third was for it, one third was against it, and one third, whichever the wind blew. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We are realists, you know what I'm saying? It's some forces, some support forces I'm gonna bring online with you, you know what I'm saying? That we, to every nook and cranny of the community, people say, well, I can't be no revolutionary. Some sort of support, you know what I'm saying? Cats be like, man, how you deal with this cat? You know what I'm saying? This cat, man, they in this and this and that. We deal with the people. We are trying to draw a line of demarcation. Who you with? The state of the people. Not if you're Virgo or Scorpio. Not if you're Christian or Muslim, a cripple of blood, disciple of stone. Who you with? The people or the state? Mm-hmm, you feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So the Cubs, I'm a Black Panther Party Cub by birth and by battle. Again, by birth and by battle, man. So I come from a structure of contestants. They just say, oh, man, that's his son, man. Okay, that's good. You the champ. Oh, no, they ain't had to go with us. Contested conditions. Let's see what they do in the Supermax TAMs. Let's see what they do if they try to buy him off for the assassination attempts on his life. Now we talking. You know what I'm saying? This ain't no Egyptian dynasty like you just passed down to you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's called contested conditions. I'm the chairman. We have an ambassador of international affairs. We have a minister, you know what I'm saying? We have a minister of education. We have structure, checks and balances, structure. Say just, you know what I'm saying? Like even with the movie, that was the struggles we had early on. I said, whoa, hold on. This ain't no ragtag group of cats, this is my homie. Mm-hmm. It's structure, checks and balances. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's bring some structure around here. Who we got with us today, man?
Got a few forces, man. You know, the rag with us, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Bring the company around here.
You know what I'm saying? And this is just, you know what I'm saying? We got my nephew, you know, his brother, his man, Don P. It's a piece he just released, what we call the Code of Culture.
Right.
Piece of Free Them All, right? Just, you know what I'm saying? We've been, man, this video, y'all check it out, it was shot not only in the Hampton House, but also Oakland, California. Oakland, Chicago's sister cities. Also on deck, you know what I'm saying? his brother here, man, they get this upcoming event they get in April. He have every annually, man.
Brad Dream.
You know what I'm saying?
Once again.
Robert Money. He's chairman of a love movement, you know what I'm saying? And like I can say, like,
the love movement?
Yeah, I know what you up.
I've been here. I've been like, damn. They sanctioned out for real.
They come in. You can bring them in.
Real talk. Yeah, okay, send it. So yeah, he coming here. So these are different forces in the community that we work with, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we have support of different forces, you know what I'm saying? It's online. So you can't limit us up, say, man, just them, knock them off, you be through it.
Right.
It's a climate.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's an atmosphere that wherever you go, like, damn, I thought the cats ain't
getting
no.
What's
up, G? The cats ain't getting no.
Everywhere.
Cup, man, cup and supporters and community. The community. See, we say the people. Right. That's our best security. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And people come in all walks of life, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, we don't come in no. Like the Bible says something like, you know, bring your weary, your tired. We mean that. Bring us all. See, long as you ain't the state, we can deal with whatever contradictions. And we come through the, we got contradictions. But some point, you into the struggle, man. That's what we deal with, man. We have the code of culture. You know what I'm saying? We want to hear every nigga credit. Some cats will see me like, oh, I'm gone.
Right.
I got a tactic for them, all right? I hear him from the rank. I hear from the left, nephew, with the song. Oh, man, I'm gone. All right. Rob Money, you know what I'm saying? Man, what have you been at? You know what I'm saying? Bring us on stage. You going to hear the term free them all in your barbershop. Your pool hall, at your clubs. You know what I'm saying? They last night, at the joint last night, you know what I'm saying? Man, King of Dallas Restaurant, they talking to Akon, everybody talking, man, you know what I'm saying? My brother, I guess my brother Slab, another cast. Wherever you go, you can't duck and dive. You won't finally say, listen, man, I ain't with it, I'm with the, you either gonna say you with the state, or the people, that's it.
Right, right. I'm with the motherfucking people.
Show you right. Free them all, show you right.
Everybody.
Real talk.
Oh, gee, what's that? Oh, this is love, brother, love. Yes, sir. I'm gonna lay that. Okay, then.
Hold on.
You did.
Y'all forgive me, you know, I gotta get back safely, you know. I'm in Chicago, and I got a big event to 420, Lead Day, my birthday party, and an award for the chairman of the day in Chicago.
420?
Yeah, so I got to stay safe and get back, so no disrespect.
No, it's all love,
brother. It's all love.
My people, I go back and cancel the show they killed.
You know? Love, bro.
You good, okay. Man.
Love.
Hey, man, welcome to the trap.
I have to say something. You two guys, I mean, funny as hell, and I love you, bro.
Appreciate
you. Yeah, good spirits. Hey, man, doing a great job. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate that.
Bro, I knew he was for the people there the first time I met him. And I go up in it. I can tap in with individuals if they for the people. They're good.
Right.
First time I bumped head, bro, for my first week out of the bed, I knew the bro was good.
Yeah.
People, but, over there with Mo.
Yep, and Mo.
Over there with Mo.
Been since then.
You see, the thing with the song, me and the chairman did, see, I know in this day of time, it ain't what you say, it's how you say it. So with the youth, when you trying to be conscious or get them a history or something, you got to say it a certain way or they going to shun it.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to put it in a way where I can explain the history. I can explain exactly what happened with the chairman on December 4th of 69 and explain George Jackson, the field marshal George Jackson, Jonathan Jackson, the minister Huey P. Newton, mention all these names, Marcus Garvey, all these names that I mentioned in this song, but put it in a way where they can understand it. That's what I said. Like Unc said, the chairman said we need to shoot a visual to it. Now, the visual, when you see what I'm saying and it's flashing on the screen, you can see the people I'm talking about, it sink in a little different. You kind of understand a little more. But like he said, ain't nobody reading no books now. So I know I got to use my voice to reach the youth and reach the shortage, because everybody ain't talking about that. Sometimes it ain't cool. What's right ain't cool sometimes. So forget about being cool. At this age of time and what's going on right now, that's why I went on when I was behind the wall and the chairman told me this movie. I already know what he been through and what he go through and how many hours of sleep he lose and what type of fight he doing every day. So I ain't got no choice but to get in the ring with him. Mm-hmm. The worst thing to do is go to war with some soldiers that don't know what we fighting for. Right. So I'm trying to give them the knowledge and let them know what the fight is, what we fighting for. How you gonna go to war with some individual they don't even know what we fighting for? You just get on the front line with me and just going, you don't even know what the aim is, what the target is.
Right.
Or you ain't got no knowledge. So I try to give them the knowledge and implement that in my song. So they be like, man, sit down, okay, now I get it. Because a lot of the shorties been walking up on me like, man, bro, I didn't know, I looked up, woo, woo. I didn't know he did this, I didn't know he did that. But you can't get mad at them if you never brought it to them or taught them that, how they supposed to know it.
Right.
So I made sure when I was behind the wall, I took enough time as I can to get the knowledge to myself so I can give it to the youth or give it to somebody and prevent them from running the same brick walls I did, you know what I mean?
Right, you did, right. Like you found a way to relay the message in a way that they would get it.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying?
You say it the wrong way, they don't get it, they don't want to hear it.
Right.
It's conscious rap. So I gave it to them where it's conscious, but it's still gangster. It's like gangster, but whoa. Oh, he's saying this, but I'm sliding in, so I don't lose. I got to keep him in line.
Right.
Because you know people going to dip and look up. Oh, what he just said? Run that back. What he just said?
Put that Panther Cup political pill in the applesauce.
That's the applesauce pill he talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's up. He been putting that in me since I was a story. Man, he encouraged me out once a day.
All color calls nobody. Family, nobody.
Right. But I think that's the way everybody just keeps.
Structure, we need structure. See, we got to combat liberalism, man. See, structure, we hate structure. You know what I'm saying? It's ideal. I was telling on this commercial the other day. I seen a commercial, right? They told us, the lady say, she told her children eat the broccoli. And she said, the children, y'all got to stay in this, y'all eat the broccoli. And the next thing you know, she put some cheese on it. I said, where does compromise come from? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Man, dear, we come from the cloth, man, checks and balances. You know what I'm saying? I can't just say I'm the chairman. Oh, I'm his son. No, hold accountable. You know what I'm saying? We need structure. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Checks and balances. Our community, because the deal is, this system, man, they ain't cut no corners with us, man. You know what I'm saying? And you got to see, like, a criminal psychologist said behavior is affected by consequences. Behavior is affected by consequences. It's not what you can, it's certain cats that believe that, well, I'm going to do this because I mean, well, man, it's repercussions that come from it. Our community is so disrespected because people feel like the slumlords are told when they come, foreign merchants come in the country, do what you want to them. Sell them what you want to sell them. Talk to them how you want to talk to them. Grab their young sisters and put them behind the glass at 15 years old and run amok. You know what I'm saying? Sell the garbage to them. The music industry. Go turn one of them white radio stations and try singing that garbage to them. The ante is up. You say, hold on, man. See, we old cats. Listen, man. We don't care who it, man. Listen. Man, they had this thing called voter die some years back. Mm-hmm. Ask them cats why they didn't come across Chicago, Illinois state lines. We didn't play that. See, this is it, man. No other community says nothing like vote for lesser two evil. You know what I'm saying? You have to, or vote or die. You have to. If you told some sister, like, some sister say, I'm going to go out with somebody. I don't care who, you know what I'm saying? I'm guaranteed. Cats be like, man, we ain't got to take no shower. We ain't got to bring no flowers. You know what I'm saying? She going out. It's guaranteed. You know what I'm saying? Our people deserve better. Up the ante. When it comes to dealing with us. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's a certain thing you got to say. In the 60s, it was a climate. You come, you'll say, hold on, man. We get knocked up out of here. Police killer, what you saying about that? Hold on, the draft. They had a draft. You know what I'm saying? Muhammad Ali, we like what you're saying. Hold on, what's your position on this? Mm-hmm. Not vice versa. You know what I'm saying? The party. Women were in position, not for no affirmative action, so you can say, oh, yeah, we got some women. No, they put in work. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You had to, guess the ante was up. Even your relationships. Chairman Ferry said, the best dressed brother wanted a leather jacket and a 45. You know what I'm saying? Sister, when you talk to you, you said, what you would do with the movement? I ain't up with that. What?
Out of here.
Man, we did a protest one time out west, man, Chicago Avenue, man, police just kicked this guy. One of the most beautiful scenes I've seen. This cat was trying to holler at this sister. She said, you ain't over here with us? Protesting? You ain't got my ear. And you got to be up, man. Your music, it creates a different type of dynamic, a different type of athlete, different type of church, different type of money. You know what I'm saying? No one could say I'm neutral in that. Different type of Richard Pryor, comedian genius Richard Pryor, was impacted by the Black Panther Party. He talks about with pride. New Year's Eve, he met Chairman Fred. He talks about how Chairman Fred talked to him about the party program. Talks about pride. He gave $1,000 for the breakfast program. Took him, you know what I'm saying? Took him out. Nipsey Russell talking about with pride. You got cats bragging, bundles on their ears, but ain't no contribution to the struggle. Then they hold up these old GMOs, government-made organizations. Mm-hmm. I support it. Hold on, man. You mean you shout in my city, you claim this, and you ain't connected, pointed this guilt 15 of us? We died and shot right, left and right, and you ain't some of these conditions? Shit. No, not watch. Mm. Up to Andy, man. Other community, you could, man, listen, man. Other hold people accountable, man. You gave me some connection, you just can't come through. See, a lot of people are black when it's beneficial, play Panther when it's profitable, and connect with Cubs when it's comfortable. See, he turns more than me black. He turns more than me black. What that means is, Michael Jackson tell you, I'm not up with all that black stuff. When that case come down, his tune changed. They don't care about us. See what I'm saying? See, the heat, and the deal is, the state gonna bring heat, or we gonna bring the heat? You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You say, cats, they feel, I just can grab you and I want to, oh yeah, we all, oh, now we together, huh? Mm-hmm. You don't do that in your household. Somebody comes to, we're a family reunion, say, man, are you with us? No, man, you know, then pop up at tax time, hey, family.
Right.
Hold on, man, I thought we went together. So our people, we hope they don't respect you. Who is she? Honestly, I'll be giving them a tax time. No, in a good man. Did you see the Black Panther Party Club? See, we with this man when it's not fashionable.
Right.
We catching case for this here. You know what I'm saying? When they got our pictures in, they got me and Chairman Fred pitching every gun tower in Manon Penitentiary right now to this day. I'm 15, 16 years old, 61st race scene, 7th District Police Station. They put out pictures, fresh pictures of Chairman Fred, put it to my face. This is his son right here. This the he did. See, I met this cat about 15 years old. The sister come to me and say, this a dude say he Chairman Fred's son. I said, what? Cat named Scott. You probably gonna see this too, you know what I'm saying? Shout him out. I track him down. I said, man, you tell the cat you Chairman's son? He said, brother, I'm Honorable Elijah Muhammad's son. I'm Chief Malik's son. I'm Chairman Larry Hoover's son. I said, no. I mean, like, who your mother had a relationship with.
Biological.
Yeah. He said, I said, listen, man, I was hoping I had a sibling.
Right.
So you can catch half of this heat that come with this here. Mm-hmm. See, I don't romanticize this. It's heat that come with this here, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's the deal to say we got to up the ante. You told me, when cats can come, whether it be artists, whether it be different arenas, oh, man, oh, yeah, I'm with this here. Cats pop up, like even the Black Panther Party. It was on social reality with the movie. It was naming cats, quoting cats. Hold on, who is this? Oh, they might be at the tailgate party outside. Yeah. I'm telling you, these cats here got dirt under their cleats. They got scars in the football field, in the huddle. Mm-hmm. I ain't telling you, what I'm saying? They went out there, at the tailgate party. Catching heat is it. You gotta put some work in with this here, man. My family. It's my nephew, man.
It's three situations. I went to the hole 2-3 times. Last time I talked to him, he told me about his movie. I'm in the hole at the time. I write him a letter. But at the time, you know, I had to send a letter across the hall because I couldn't get no stamps. I was on restricted. So I sent across the hall to get to my man to send a letter to my people. They get intercepted by the police. They come grab me. They give me 6 more months in the hole. They said, I'm inciting a riot because I was on the time right to tell him. The only way I get out of it when the war get into him with me. I saw him where my mother is. I saw him my whole contact list. Okay, Kimberly, Hampton, Shirley. And I'm like, that's my family. So y'all telling me I can't interact with my family. I'm inciting a riot for interacting with my family in a letter. Right. Or they listen to your phone call, they gonna snap it, take me to the hole again. So I know it's going to come with it. I know it's a fight. Even when I ain't fighting, I'm fighting. The people watching, everything that's going on.
Right.
You mean tell me I'm in here and I'm writing a letter to my uncle about a situation and y'all come take me to the hole and say I'm inciting a riot and I'm starting to try to a political predator. I'm trying to start a political riot in the jail. So I did 6 months for writing a letter to the chairman. You know what I'm saying?
That's
the type of games they play.
It's the reality. That's why it's important. It's imperative that we have, you know what I'm saying? So, man, Clint, shout out to y'all. You know, I mean that real talk, man. For us to have these type of avenues, venues, kick it out, you know what I'm saying? The event coming up, you know what I'm saying? Our brother's birthday, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to party, have a good time at the same time. That politics. You know, see, people got a bad conception of the struggle. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I don't hear that stuff. Man, we House Last Stone say we everyday people. We party, we kick it, we chop it up, everything. Your music, everything. It's the people, man. Real talk. And Chairman Fred said, you're afraid of socialism, you're afraid of yourself. It's the people's thing, man.
Right.
Real talk.
So I heard you break it down when you were like, you got the Black Panther Party, then you got the Black Panther Party, the Cubs.
Yes, sir.
So what is the difference between the first ones, you know, UEP Newton, and then now to this generation?
Yes, sir. Minister UEP Newton.
Minister UEP Newton.
So you're right.
Yes, sir.
That was the groundbreakers, man. That's a visionary. Mm-hmm. That's a visionary. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We humble ourselves of that legacy, man. You know what I'm saying? As we broke the ground, the 10-point platform. You know what I'm saying? And nothing stays exactly the same. 2 minutes ago was history. Mm-hmm. Respected for that. But it was ever developing. You know what I'm saying? Like even with the United States, they studied West Point. They studied General Patton, those before them. But they put it in context. It's things that we may have been, I'm just some, I'm talking to some, his brother Slab, his son today, he's telling us some updated terms. Things are constantly ever developing. I'm having a flashback when I talked to some youngsters some years back, and I was talking about MySpace, and y'all started laughing at me, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So things are ever developing. So we gotta be constantly moving, but keep the core of it. You know what I'm saying? So the Black Panther Party Cubs, that's the organization. That's, you know what I'm saying, that's carrying legacy of the Black Panther Party. We wanna set the ground, you know what I'm saying, to cultivate the soil. You know what I'm saying? For those who pick up the baton, you know, after we gone.
Mm-hmm. Bad, man. J-O-N, man, play me some.
Boy, this shit beautiful.
This shit so deep, man.
I ain't even cap.
The chairman, man, don't let this be the last time you stop through the trap, man.
Hey, man, listen, I'm honored and humbled to be here. We look forward to coming back, coming black with y'all, man.
You said y'all ain't got one down here. You did, but y'all.
I want a strategic move, man.
Yes,
I see what I want to do, mm-hmm. what I can do, it's like, I'm fighting to set it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a visionary, man.
Yes, sir.
And I'm fighting to get things in place, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like time and all that. So, yes, you know what I'm saying? So we got a lot of forces on deck, you know what I'm saying? So I'm working on it, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like Malcolm X said, the collective conscience of the people ticks slowly.
Mm-hmm.
But it erupts the volcanic force that make Mount St. Helens look like nothing. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, I had them guys playing basketball. I said, who was that up there on Rutgers court watching? Oh, man, dude be on some draft notices, man. He ain't just watching no basketball game. He looking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's natural to me. When I come through, I see colors. I say, okay, light blue and black. I see, I'm wearing this for. I'm hooked on this. I'm hooked on this struggle, man. So, for you, hey, we on and popping, man. Real talk. We said the Cubs are coming. The Black Panther Party Cubs are here.
Yes, sir.
Well, look, man. This is exactly why we built this platform. It's to have black people, black voices come and speak on everything from entertainment to social economic statuses and revolutions and everything involving black people.
Yes.
So don't ever hesitate to use our platform to get the information.
You got another media out there.
Right on.
Yes. You dig what I'm saying?
It's only popping.
Yes, sir.
And they can't cancel this one.
Real talk. I'm on it, man.
It's get the real, raw, uncut truth.
That's right.
And hell, there's so much more shit we can sit here.
Yeah.
And chop it up and talk
no,
about
this
it.
History, but,
bro, I'm just telling you,
we're
making history, taking history.
This shit beautiful, you know man. I ain't never been talk. Around y'all. It's talk. Real.
Is that our last time?
This motherfucker for real.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Can I touch you on this?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I know a lot of people look at me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a street person.
Right.
And why you messing with some other stuff? You got your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I said to myself, I said, yeah, I'm financially cool. I do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one thing I learned about him by watching him.
Mm-hmm.
All the years I've known this man, a lot of times he didn't have a dollar in his pocket, man. People don't even know that. And people wouldn't even help him. He'll call me, I'll step up. If people knew what that man went through, man, and so serious about his legacy, they would understand his struggle.
Mm-hmm.
I believe right now, he would eat out a garbage can before he damaged his father's legacy. I believe he'd eat out a garbage can. Seriously, I've seen it. Struggled, hard times. Like he said, lights, gas off.
Mm-hmm.
And all the people that had a lot of money wouldn't even help him. This is God, man, that's helping this man right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to shine.
Mm-hmm.
He like being around me because I'm the love movement. I never fake you out. If I told you something, that's what it was.
Right.
You can ask anybody in the country. If I say we're going to the moon, I'm getting a space shuttle. Keep your word.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your promise, man.
Mm-hmm.
Do that. No matter what you do, keep your word and your promise. That's why I hang with him. I drove all the way from Chicago to begin thousands and thousands of dollars. But the money part is not important because I know his legacy is going to be something.
Mm-hmm.
He probably get a lot of heat from being me, man. You the Panther Party, why you got players all in your party? He probably get heat.
Born in the heat.
See?
I'm tripping.
But that heat he get keeps that guy right there. You'll feel Marshall.
Mm-hmm. Keep on deck.
And even the time. This man kicked those in, man. And then he get ready to kick a dough in, he told me, he said, you know what I do, money? I see your face. And I said, love movement.
Yeah.
Same with him.
Right.
But I'm glad that what I got can rub on them and help them, man.
Yeah.
Because he's my brother for real, man. They're my brothers.
It's the same love. Whatever you got rub off of us, it's the same.
Shout out also, lad. We have some phenomenal, we've been making some major moves, man. Grandmaster, what's our brother's name last night? Virgil.
Yeah,
Virgil. Shout him out, but Slab. It's you know what I'm saying? It's just these enforcers, like I said, you can't plan all these moves, man. And I tell you, I love the people, man. Right. Straight up. I was locked up one time. This cat say, how you be seeing, what you seeing people? I said, man, listen, man. The politics, man, I see, man, the potential of our people, man. Real talk, contradictions and all. We all got flaws, we all damage you. I was doing an interview one time, sister said, well, I'm not damaged. I said, shit. I don't know where you come from. I said, right. This government can't transfer a TV without damaging it. I said, you know, transfer, you ain't damaged? I said, what world you on? You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. But deal is, man, we all got scars and bars, man. But this, I done seen what we can do, man. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Like our brother just said, like events they be doing, so we come in, they try to keep us subjected like these different cliques, and, you know what I'm saying? I search out for points of unity.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Say, so, okay, what can we agree on? You know what I'm saying? Man, we go to the events, man. The wards and all that type of stuff, you know what I'm saying? My nephew, different girl, the youngsters with the music and all the cats, they have blockers up,
right.
And vice versa, you know what I'm saying? Different arenas. Man, the people, it's the Sandinistas, and they fight in Latin America, mm-hmm. They had a saying that the will of the people is greater than the man's technology, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We can't afford the luxury, man, you know what I'm saying? Be tripping about, you know what I'm saying? Why, I mean, I don't fool the Virgos, I just do the Capricorns or the guys or the players, I don't fool with them, you know what I'm saying? The cats, the rap industry, you know what I'm saying? Or even gender or generational contradiction, you know what I'm saying? Old cats, young cats, man. It was a climate. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, at the Hampton House, this cat, he do painting. So that W. Field Marshal got him to come through, he did the paint the house, you know what I'm saying? That's his job. He didn't charge. His mother seen him on live doing a painting at the Hampton House. You know what I'm saying? He put out colors, the light blue and black. She said, you know where you was at? They never had a conversation before. Mm-hmm. And that opened the door for the conversation. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It be cats, this party, man, the party, it impacts us in so many ways. It's like we scared to talk about it. It's a floodgate. Once it open, man, listen. Lenin, Kenny Lenin with the Russian Revolution,
right.
Said what takes people 20 years in ordinary times, they done 2 years in revolutionary times, man. Real talk. You hit a call, that's our slogan, free them all. Mm-hmm. You hit through all the joints, all the camp, the music, the studios, the players, the barbershop. It's a, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you can still be, like that's the chairman of the disciples. The devil's disciples, we're the black disciples. We work at the free breakfast program. They're still disciples.
Right.
There's some black disciples, Stones, Black People Stone Nation, the Bias of the Free Medical Center. So it's a different, athletes, it's a different dynamic. Mm-hmm. You know, look at the cast on the movie. Man, so Dominique Fishback, she talking about, she said, man, the impact of playing, you know, Deborah Johnson, mm-hmm. Daniel Kaluuya, I'm talking, the conversation we had, the Keith Stanfield, he was going, man, he was dressed for college, he was doing Breakfast Club, Charlamagne, mm-hmm. And then it was crazy, after a meeting we had at the table one time, you know, Charlamagne said, man, what's changing in these dudes, you know what I'm saying? Man, it's politics, man. Mm-hmm. Sweet says, it's different between 20 million niggas and 20 million niggas on with this politics, man.
Right.
Real talk.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Nate, man, thank you for coming Real through talk. Here and blessing us and putting us up on some game.
I'm honored. We honored.
See, he so used to call me. He say, Don P. Free him all got the capital P. Free.
My fault.
Don P. Free everybody.
He my man. He's still my little young nephew. I'm, you know what I'm saying? He right. Capital P.
Right. Killing all previous ignorant thoughts of life. That's what the capital stands for. I came home on a different type.
Capital P.
Right. You know, you be old, your young nephew. Like, man, still my little young nephew. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, before we go.
He be 50 years old. You know, my little nephew.
We've been serious all day.
Yeah.
What's up with the sideburns, man?
Listen, man, I'm glad you...
I knew he was holding that shit. I knew he was gonna get
you. Hey, man, much love to the whole Hampton family.
Hey, man, hold on, man.
Get his ass.
Hey, we on this.
Can they smooth, Jack? They smooth.
We on this. Hey, listen, when I'm in the joint, right?
Right.
I come out one day, man, and the sideburns got chopped out of it. They want to move. The guys, they say, oh, hey, hold on. Where the sideburns at?
Right.
It's a man, listen, Chairman Fred Sabre, it's a politician, this hit, man. And you know, on the movie set, Daniel, the brother who played the chair, he come out, I said, hold on, man, who's from Sabre? And they was on it. Man, listen, man, the whole aura to it, man, I get a poem made by Chairman Fred, said, as a child, I grew up looking forward to not be here in Sabre.
Yes,
and the receding headline, I can't do the afro no more.
Yes, sir.
But the sideburns, man.
Sabre.
That's that path to politics.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Fuck you mean, baby.
Get out of here.
Yes, sir.
Get in.
Yes, sir.
Now that's hard.
Oh, the mandatory.
Now that's hard. Yes, that's indeed. Hard.
When you see, you ain't even speak on it when we met. You was just.
He was waiting on you.
He was just. He was doing what his uncle do, peeping to see.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.